Hello, talking about that.
Hey, Edward. Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
I lost you for a second. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy to get you back on the line here. And, yeah, I was just kind of mentioning that we'll put you in for the client interview, which is the next step as far as adding content, creating the advertising. We're also going to link and promote your website on the platforms, so you get first page promotion for your site. And I do have, looks like I have an available spot tomorrow between 9 and 10, right around this time, but I also have between 8 or 9, 10 or 11, 1 or 2, so anything up to 3 o'clock, whatever works best for your schedule, I could definitely put you in for that time slot.
Yeah, morning. This is just for, a Zoom meeting or?
Just a phone call. There'll be the technician. They're just going to cover the content, photos, what you want as far as the ads, just to make sure
okay.
We have everything how you want. So, yeah, I can put you in between 9 and 10 right around this time tomorrow morning. Would that work for you?
Yeah, that'll work.
Awesome. Put you in. And they're really nice, really smart. Of course, we don't expect you to know about every single zip code or keyword. You just say, hey, I like this area. I want Southern Orange County. I want mainly by the beaches. We'll make sure to pinpoint the areas and do the analytical legwork for you, okay?
All right, that'll work.
Awesome. And then you're also going to have a security question. So as you start growing as a business, maybe you have a secretary or a business partner that calls in and says, hey, we want to change something with the ads. We want to target this area. We're always going to ask a security question just to make sure that
okay.
They're authorized to make that change. But as far as the options, we have the city you're born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name as a security question option.
I would say the city I was born in.
Okay, awesome. And what city were you born in?
L.A.
Nice. Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Right on, man. You made it out to Whittier, huh? That's nice. That's down the way from us. That's not too far. I was over there actually last weekend for a birthday party for one of my girlfriend's cousins. So, yeah, I kind of know the little area. So, excellent. But, other than that. Yeah, you're all pretty much squared away. Let me know if I just want to make sure our welcome texts and the welcome emails are corresponding.
Right.
Let me know if they're in the inbox there. Usually the texts, they always come in the fastest, but just let me know.
I got the text. Let me see if I got the email. Got the email.
Nice. Awesome. So, yeah, whenever you get a chance, you can check that out. You can actually click on it if you like. It kind of gives you to everything in writing, everything we're including. You also have a login that we send to you, so you have access to your dashboard. And there's a
dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting that right now. So, I'll hook everything up on my kind of like a Yelp page. You got to set it up. All right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it's really easy. Yeah, you'll have a technician kind of walk you through everything tomorrow just so we get everything squared away with creating the content. And then I'm also going to send an example of how the dashboard looks. You could kind of take a look in the meanwhile as well, okay?
All right.
Awesome, Edward. Yeah. Yeah. And there's the terms, if you have it open, you could see there's a section where it asks you to confirm and sign. And, yes, sir, what that does, it locks in the discounted price, and that's just another added protection for you as well, okay?
All right.
And, let me know if you're there. I just want to make sure that I spell the first and last name correct. Just Edward Villa, right? Villa?
Yeah, Edward Villa. And then I'll do password again.
Yeah, with that, you don't have to create or you don't have to log in. You could kind of save that for tomorrow. Of course, you could log in. You have access, but there's just no content because we haven't got the keywords. But you can kind of check it out if you like. But we'll get into that tomorrow as far as that login that you see after you sign. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got you. So we got that. And then the next one. Cheers. So here, welcome, Splash. First, this is where they give me the username and password. Okay, I got it.
Yeah. Awesome. And I'm going to send an example of how that dashboard looks so you can kind of take a look. But other than that, yeah, we're pretty much squared away. Let me know if you have any questions. You have our direct line. Typically, we block out an hour for the client interview, but it shouldn't take no more than 20, 30, 40 minutes max. But it's a really important phone call to kind of gather content, okay?
All right. This is a contact card. Okay, got that. Save that. Local spots. All right, so now I got that locked in. All right, so now I got to create a...
The username and password's already there, so you don't have to create it. It's kind of already auto-generated. On that example, the dashboard just shows you the different ways to track. You could see the areas, what's converting, what keywords are performing the best. So you could actually see how the program is working for you, all through on the palm of your hands on your phone.
Okay, and then I got another, it says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. I got Google asking me. Oh, no, that's Local Splash. Oh, okay, that's you guys.
Yeah, that's us. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And yeah, we could kind of, if you could go through that now, but of course tomorrow, like I mentioned, all those messages are going to kind of go through everything as far as what we need as far as adding content.
Mm-hmm. So what you guys are going to need, tools and equipment, work vehicle, license plate, business license, insurance, business card, business registration, invoice, workplace. Oh, heck yeah. All right. Workplace is what, like my office in my house?
Yeah, it is. Usually if you have like the workspace, like the back of your truck or, you know, something like that, that's definitely something.
Oh, workplace. Workplace. Okay, workplace. All right.
Yeah. Google already knows that most contractors work from, you know, their home office. So they just have that there. Just in case you have like a shop, we want to make sure that we take a picture of the shop, but it's not a requirement to work at a shop or have a warehouse location.
All right.
Yeah.
So I get all that, guys, ready for that. And what else?
Yeah.
I'm going to the dashboard right now. Let me see this dashboard.
Sure.
Well, it's going to have me make a username and password up, right? And then,
well, you have the username and password is the one we sent to you. But you can log in. Yeah, but you probably see no photos. You probably see no content. So that's what we're going to get done tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's going to be my number, 348-3281. And then the password is on.
Mm-hmm. My online, I think it is.
My online. That's what it is, my online. There we got it.
Yep. And then we also have a downloadable app. So if you're like tech savvy and you want to download the app, we do have an app through Apple and also Android phones, totally free to download. So it's just a dashboard, but it's just easier to access through the application. Mm-hmm.
Now that password was online.
My online.
My online.
Mm-hmm.
My online. Okay, 1-2. All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, local Townsend Fish. Okay, so we're going to have to say, I'm agree. I am a real guy, sign your credit card. Agree. I agree. I'm going to send this to my phone. Number 3281.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to have a chat? No. And so here, click here. Type your name. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It would be up. Confirm signature. Where's the signature at? Confirm signature.
Mm-hmm. And then after you do that, it should give you full access to the dashboard.
It says connect with Google. Okay. Choose an account to continue to Local Splash. Use other account. Continue. Local Splash Chrome wants access to your Google account. Select Local Splash. See it correctly. Will do. Okay, so see, edit, create, and delete your Google business listings. Select what Local Splash can access. It's asking me to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that. Continue. Google auth error, unable to authorize, failed to launch browser.
Oh, no worries. It might have been the phone. Are you doing it through your phone? Is that what you?
Yeah, through my phone. Yeah.
Awesome. I'm gonna send over just a direct link to it, so you can just click on the link here. Let me kind of patch that to you, and then it'll give you that full access to the dashboard.
Oh, here we go. Is that link? Hit that.
Mm-hmm.
My Local Splash. Let's see here. Okay, now it wants a username, so it's going to be my phone number. And then My Online.
My Online? Mm-hmm.
Remember me? Find it.
Let me know when you're there. You should have your initials, kind of in a, like a little link, EDV, and then you'll have the sub tabs or subcategories.
No, it's not accepting the password. I put 909-348. Oh, that's why. Oh, shoot.
No worries.
I missed the number, 2281. That's why I didn't accept the password. All right, so there we go.
Mm-hmm.
909-348-3281 is the number. It's not accepting the password.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Let me go ahead and see here. Let me go ahead and log in and try to do it. I'm going to try to do it on my end here. And let me see here. I want to make sure you have access to that. Let me go ahead and type this in here. So 909-348-3281 and then my that online. Give me one second here.
My online or line?
My online. So MYONLINE.
No, I still didn't take it. LINE.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't take it. Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, I it worked on my end, but, let me see.
Well, here, I'm going to get back on it. Google client dashboard. I'm going to go, let's go.
Mm-hmm. And then let me log out of mine. Let me log out of this one so it doesn't kind of confuse it.
Access dashboard. Connect with Google. Yeah, I don't think the heck that is. All right, so how do I get back into this here? Double slash. Mm-hmm. Advanced reporting, advanced blast, advanced reporting, home, different home. Bring the business to the next level. That's just the online page, right?
Yeah, it's just our website. I can send over, let me see here. I'm going to send over the login and username page message to you, so you have that just kind of like a fresh message. And but if you look at the top right corner of our website, you could see a login section. That's the same access that you could log into with the dashboard. So if you want to kind of scroll up to the top.
I see it. I'm going to try this on. No.
My online.
Mm-hmm. Online. Remember me.
And it's not capitalized or anything like that. Yeah.
I know. It says invalid password still required. It's like, okay, O N M Y I N E. It's not accepting it, man.
Oh wow, that's weird. It should be M Y O N L I N E, all lowercase.
All right, we're on board. Did something wrong? Connect to Google Business Account. Okay, so it's connecting to Google now. Now it's telling me to connect to an account to continue to local stash. It's asking for user account. Use the other account. Well, let's see. I'm using mine. Enter your password. And password is going to be on?
So, M-Y-O-N-L-I-N-E. Yeah, my online.
I got it back. Okay, so next step. Boom. My online? No. Oh, there it goes. Account recovery. How do account say we want to make sure? Open Gmail app on iPad. Open up what? Account recovery.
That's interesting. And yeah, if you'd like, I mean, we'll walk you through everything tomorrow with the technicians just so you get everything squared away. But as long as
I want to get this on my thing now. Like, I want to see what you guys are about. What the heck? Okay, now.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this on my iPad now. It's good on my phone. So.
Yeah, sure.
Let's see if I can get a message here from you guys.
Yeah, because it shouldn't ask you for like re-verifying or verifying the Gmail. It should be just a quick login with the username and password. So it shouldn't like walk you through steps of like re-verifying your Google account. So I'm not sure why it's appearing like that on your page.
So we're gonna go local slash. I got you guys on here. All right, so I got you guys here now. Now, this is through this email or message? That's email. So I'm going to go to the message for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to email now. Well, that is email. So I'm going to go to access your dashboard. Put in 909-348-3281.
Mm-hmm.
And then the password is myonline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, remember me, sign in, save password. There it is, and now I'm in, like that.
Awesome.
All right.
Very nice. So connect that's how yeah, go ahead.
Okay. It says connect with Google, but I'm not going to connect. So, I'll connect awesome. With Google. It does. Telling me to connect, all right? Okay, now sign in to Google, email, phone number, all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure why it's asking, because it's just asking you for, like, your Gmail password, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You might have it set up where it's, like, you're adding, like, double verification to things?
Yeah.
So that might be something you set up, like, personally?
Sign in with Google. What the heck? You got someone just put my email.
But is there an option to not sign in with Google when you log into our page? Or
no,
it just gives you that one option?
It gives you that one option. So right now I'm going to connect next.
Yeah. You know what it might be? Yeah, go ahead.
Now it's asking for a password for that email to get into Google, right?
Yeah, it should be your own personal Gmail password that you created.
Okay, so I'm going to try it, see if I haven't forgotten it. Press a V1. Exclamation, let's see if it takes it. Nope, so I'm going to try this way. Nope, okay. This password... If you're trying to recover your account, device, Mac, news, yes, this is me. Okay, update password.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might need to update it. I forget mine all the time, so no worries. And then sometimes Google automatically makes you update after like a certain amount of months. So that's probably what's going on.
Okay, so sign in local staff. I can kind of Google, share your name, address, template, whatever. Continue. All right, so select open space and access. Okay, boom. Continue. Connect with Google. Continue. It's having me do the same thing again. What the heck?
Yeah, you know what it is? It might be because, you know, you might have the Gmail account, but it's not connected to your phone. So usually, like, once you log in, it gives you the option to always stay logged in as Gmail. So because you're not logged in at Gmail, it's kind of making you log in, and then you'll have access to whatever it is that you're trying to get into. So that might be something that you – and then you were able to log into the Gmail, right, with the new password, or?
At first I was, but now I can't get in there. What the heck? I don't even have to – okay, so –
Do you have an iPhone or Android?
I got an iPhone and I got an iPad. And I'm on the iPad now. So is there an email you can send me that I can click on and get me on here?
Yeah, yeah. Let me kind of send it to you here. No problem. I know we sent over the welcome text, but I'm going to send it to you in an email form for you. And then let me give me 1 second. I'm just going to grab it here. We're going to compose. Then give me 1 second here. Just going to copy and paste your email. And I'll put it advanced reporting. So advanced reporting login. Give me 1 second here. And then just to make sure the email, I'm going to send it to, it said this is valid, but just to double check, it's evilla1205@gmail.com.
That is correct.
Excellent. Let me go ahead and generate this here. And then it should be pinging in any second. It's going to be under my name, Andy Ibarra. And then it's going to be titled LS Advanced Reporting Login, as far as the title of the email.
Waiting for it to get here.
Yeah, no problem. And if we haven't corresponded in the past, it might last. Oh, you got it?
Go ahead. Yeah, I got it. So it came up. I need to borrow it now. I'm gonna hit the mylocalsplash.com or supportlocalsplash.
Oh, mylocalsplash.com. Yeah. And you click that, and then just put in. You could copy and paste it. It might be easier. Just the 909.
Put it there. Mm-hmm. It says bad request, invalid host name.
Oh, wow. What does that mean? Huh. Interesting.
Uh-huh. So I'm going to go to the support last one. Or
you could just go to, let me see here. I'm going to send over just the direct login to you right now. So you're going to get another email here. So you have access. I'm not sure if it's maybe your internet or maybe just kind of like how you set up the search for your phone. But let me kind of send this to you. This would probably make it a lot easier. And so you kind of have access to that. Let's go here. Give me 1 second. Okay, hold on 1 second here.
I see you typed out the password, the online. Yeah, you can have that something.
Yep, and let me go ahead and send this one here. This one might be a little bit of a long link, but it should go through right when you click on it. So let me go ahead and send this again. Let me know if you got the link.
Waiting on it.
And it's going to be titled LS Dashboard.
Okay, got it.
Awesome. And it should say...
Want me to click on the...
Yeah, click on that link, and it should take you where it says, Welcome to Local Splash. And
oh, yeah, there it also. Does it fill out passwords automatically?
I would just type it in, just in case you have another password saved. Yeah, just to be safe.
It took it with my finger. Oh, heck yeah. All right. It says here, connect with Google Business Profile. Or do I pass that?
You'll pass that.
Now, but now, then it says in red, it says connect to Google, access to Google Business Profile. So we can optimize it. So connect to Google.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to do all of that tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so don't worry about that.
No, don't worry about it. Yeah, I just wanted to, it just gives you access to the dashboard. So it should have like the home page. You could see the clicks. You could see just basically how it's going to look on your end whenever you want to track the campaign and what we're doing. Like I mentioned, there isn't any content or any keywords because we haven't done the client interview. So we'll get that squared away as far as the search terms tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I got all this. Okay, see you guys' site. All right, so Local Splash Advanced. We got total result, business info, profile. Like I can upload pictures and give you guys all my pictures, right?
Exactly. All through that app. So if you want to do it now, just to kind of get out of the way, absolutely we recommend. But tomorrow, yeah, we'll kind of get that squared away with the technicians. It'll actually be me and the technicians that'll call you tomorrow to finish up everything as far as content.
Okay. And that's tomorrow at what time?
That'll be tomorrow, right around in between 9 and 10 in the morning. Mm-hmm.
So from 9 to 10,
mm-hmm.
I got a meeting.
Mm-hmm. And then you're also going to get a Google invite also once I submit it into the calendar. So you have you could actually, it'll add automatically if you're connected to your Gmail onto your calendar. So you'll get that here in a second once I send it over. Mm-hmm.
All right. And then this right here, I can use this. Here.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make this. All right, so I'm gonna send that to some other guy that I got on board. I have my guy, my tech, kind of gonna run everything for me. So I'm gonna shoot him all this information too. That way here.
Nice.
So that's it then, right? Then we're on for tomorrow then, right? Between 9 and 10?
Exactly. In between 9 and 10, yes, sir, we'll get everything squared away. Like I mentioned, it's about a 20, 30, 40-minute phone call, so it shouldn't take more than an hour, but we just block out an hour just in case of any questions, okay?
All right, that'll work. Hour
meeting. Awesome. Yeah, other than that, have a wonderful day. Thank you again for choosing Local Splash, and if you ever need anything, feel free to call us directly as well, okay?
All right, Andy, I got that, brother. So I'll expect a call from you tomorrow. I'll have all those odd things ready, like the pictures, all that.
Perfect. That's awesome. Yeah, we'll get that all squared away from you. The faster you could get us content, what we need, the faster the listing's up. So no doubt, yeah, thanks for having that ready, and we'll get that all squared away. Mm-hmm.
All right, brother. If this works well, I'm going to bring in some other people in, boss. I got a lot of people behind me that are in the same boat we all in. We're like in a big old fish pool, boss.
Yeah, no doubt. It's definitely going to allow you to generate traffic. And, yeah, if you ever refer anybody, just make sure they mention your name or your business name, and I'll make sure to honor that same pricing that we gave you as well.
Hey, Andy, I got six other guys just like me, boss. We all put on the table for each other, brother, like that.
That's awesome.
So, okay. Now we're going to put the proof in the pudding, see if you guys are better than all these other ones, brother.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that.
It's result-driven, right. So yeah, we have to earn it. So no doubt, we'll be there for you. But yeah, have a wonderful rest of the day, Edward.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Thank you, sir.
You got it. Yes, sir. Bye.
Bye-bye.